An apostle is a messenger sent from God. The apostles were granted power and authority to establish the New Testament church. There are no apostles living today, but just as the early church dedicated themselves to the apostles' teachings, so we dedicate ourselves to their teachings, which have been recorded in the New Testament. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Speaking of charlatans, there's one sitting in the White House. This is Wretched Radio, prosperity preachers. They sure do love their Old Testament. Why? They go find something obscure, something most people have never even considered, or it's just a part of a historical narrative. They'll grab a little parenthetical remark and they will turn it into a get-rich-quick scheme for themselves. This happens constantly. And Paula White, she's one of the best. And when I say the word best, I don't mean actually like it's a good thing, but she is very successful in bilking people. And she's currently sitting as the chief of the, whatever her title is, the Office of Faith in the White House. Apparently, she's Donald Trump's spiritual advisor. And recently, she decided to use Passover to raise some money. Are you ready to be agitated?
Now remember that Israel and the Israelite, the Jewish people, have been in bondage for 400 years now. And Passover, which is all about your freedom, your redemption, it's all about the blood covenant. Does that sound familiar?
Is she talking about Jesus being the Passover lamb? Mm. I don't know, but she needs a drink of water. She really smacky.
We're in bondage, couldn't stop drinking, couldn't stop sleeping around.
Okay, here we go. This is what apparently the blood covenant is about. You've had some struggles. You've got a past. Don't you worry. Jesus is going to make it better.
Stop the drug, couldn't stop the bad habits, couldn't stop your mind being tormented, could not find any peace. You had generational curses against you. People died.
Oh, hold on. Generational curses. Hello? Anybody? Ezekiel 18? How's about generational curses are not something that the Bible endorses? Yes, if you had a bad dad, you feel the effects, but that doesn't mean you're under a curse that your parents or grandparents were under.
Early, and God said, I will provide a way. I will give a spotless lamb.
Now, please note what's deficient there. Those are genuine struggles, whatever they happen to be. Does Jesus help us with those? Absolutely. But that's not why God gave the spotless lamb. It was as a blood sacrifice for the forgiveness of those sins. Those aren't just bad things God wants to make better. Those are sins that have accrued a big debt with him.
My only begotten son. And it breaks through because of the blood. Every demonic assignment against you, your lineage, your family will be broken.
Okay. This is now this is classic prosperity stuff. This is focusing on bondage and being under the delusion of Satan, generational curses.
God says, you're used to tilling, you're used to toiling, you're used to making brick and mortar. You've been slaves for 400 years. You've been on the down and out. You've been pressed. You've been pushed to the side.
Okay, this isn't the gospel. It sort of sounds like it might be. Because all of those things that she's describing can be realities, but that is not what the gospel is. The gospel is about propitiation, God's wrath being satisfied, not life enhancement, which is exactly what prosperity preachers offer. It's just an insufficient gospel.
You've been overlooked, but I am about to do a quick work. And overnight, the blood covenant that I am establishing with you will bring you out of bondage, out of Egypt, will bring you out. I'm about to
What is she talking about here?
Deliver you. I don't know who needs deliverance, but God is going to deliver you during this holy Passover season because it's all about the blood. It is the blood that sets you free. It is the blood that breaks generational curses.
Jimmy, this is bordering on incoherent.
That's exactly what it is.
It's conflating the two back and forth.
I want to work with your faith right now because I want you to know the blood has power. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Well, there it is. What can wash away your sins?
What can make me whole again? Spirit, soul, and body. Why are you settling for anything less? Don't start trying to tear down people who are living great things, the abundant life in Jesus Christ. The same is offered to you through the everlasting blood covenant that was made. And this is what there this is all about.
This is all, it's about becoming as successful and wealthy as Paula White. These people, I'm sorry. She's evil.
Would be there, that your focus would be there, your intimacy would be there. The blood is the greatest thing that we have been given, a blood covenant signed, sealed, and delivered by God himself.
What makes this so agitating, I mean, besides the music and just the smacky red presentation, that it sounds Christian-like, but it's not Christianity.
So you say, well, why am I under attack?
Why am I under attack?
Perhaps you brought it on yourself.
Huh?
Maybe it was disobedience. All you have to do is put the blood on those.
Oh, I see. Whatever that means. All you got to do is put the blood on those attacks. I'm having a different type of agitation than I anticipated. I know that prosperity preachers deceive, but this is stupid. This is just stupid.
It is the basis of that blood that gave you a finished work to succeed, to be victorious.
That's what the gospel is about. You know what? If she were really as successful as she claims, she would have a glass of water at the ready. Yikes! Somebody water the prosperity preacher.
And to be all that this word promises you to be. And he says, this is a day that you are to commemorate. In other words, this isn't a day that you look over lightly. It's to be memorialized. I want you, when your great-grandchildren move into the promised land, I want you...
Blah, blah, blah. Guess what she's going to get to? That's right. Giving.
You see, so many people look at my life and think, well, that happened because she's a pastor, or that happened.
No, you see, it's because you're a thief.
Because of this or whatever. You know, it's like some special, you know, ranking in heaven and in the kingdom of God. That's not true. I was the mom that laid out over my bed.
There it is. I love this. This is the Joel Osteen tactic. Apparently, she's gleaned that from another prosperity preacher. Who's the example? Me.
My son is saved and he's a pastor now. He's running Story Life Church and he's phenomenal. He's a phenom. But for years, he was an addict. He was an atheist. He tells a story. Go online, find it. And I would lay out on his bed. I'd take this anointing oil. I'd take communion. I would mark the doors with the oil. I would take communion representing the blood.
So now, apparently, Jimmy, that's what you need to do to have a successful kid. Take communion and put oil on the doorposts. Yeah. And have piano music playing in the background.
Passover, I would sow a seed.
And do it without drinking water.
For his deliverance. I would give, always do. I still continue to do that because our weapons of warfare, they're not carnal.
I follow me.
They're people within your influence that you work with, that you've gone and you've anointed their desk. You've taken communion. You've applied the blood there.
Yeah, take communion. I guess you can take communion by yourself, but it's supposed to be, you know, with union.
And they don't even recognize because of your presence, they're still alive. Because it is the blood that destroys the enemies of God.
Oh, wow. This is akin to her saying that when she walks on the White House lawn, it's like God walking on the White House lawn because she's Paula White.
Pharaoh also practiced genocide. The enemy would not stop until all were destroyed, but the blood. That's what's going on around you right now. If the enemy had his way, your family will totally fall apart. You would lose your mind.
So the blood is going to keep your family together. It's a magic potion.
You would be killed prematurely, unexpectedly. But the blood on the door provided protection. It provided an immunity.
Okay, for those people at that time in that situation. We aren't mystics. Well, she is.
And Luke 10:19 says, "Behold, I give you the power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Why? Because of the blood of Jesus.
There it is. So now guess what you need to do to get this applied to your life? Don't think for a second this is about Bible teaching. Don't think for a second that this is actually about seeing people get saved. Don't think that this is about actually helping people. This is all about money.
Call toll free, write, text to give, or go to paulawhite.tv with your best Passover Easter resurrection offering of $125 or more.
Wow!
Paula wants to send you a special olive wood communion set from the Holy Land, beautifully designed to help you experience the joy of communion every day. This set contains two olive wood cups, grape juice and unleavened bread from Israel, and a booklet on how to celebrate the Lord's Supper, all in an attractive commemorative box set. You will also receive Paula's Passover devotional, her series, and a special disc on communion she recorded with Perry Stone.
Of course! Come. Union with union. What is Paula White all about? Two things: money, honey, and this is Wretched Radio.
We live in a world where feelings are ruling the day. Truth, that's optional. Love, redefined. Your emotions, let them run wild, or better yet, shut them down completely. Neither extreme is biblical, but on The Better Way with Libby Glossin, you're going to find something rare. Intelligent talk radio for women that isn't swayed by culture. No truth bombs without love, no sugar coating without substance, just a balanced biblical approach to the tough questions you're facing every day. Emotions aren't meant to be ignored, but they're also not meant to rule you. Boundaries aren't the answer, but neither is blind trust. And feminism, it's not about equality anymore, it's about dethroning God. If you're tired of the empty words and the shallow advice, it's time for something better. It's time for The Better Way with Libby Glossin. No platitudes, no nonsense, just the truth wrapped in wisdom. Because in a world full of compromise, there is indeed a better way.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Masters University in Southern California, beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number six for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Masters University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Masters University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
You've most likely been there, sitting across from a therapist, staring at their degrees on the wall, listening while they give you a diagnosis and tell you what pill and prescription they think are going to cure all your ills. You walk out of the office carrying a label, and you wonder why you feel even heavier than you did before you walked in. That's why Dr. Greg Gifford wrote Lies My Therapist Told Me, because sometimes it's not the medication or even the diagnosis that's the real issue. It's that the whole system doesn't touch what's going on beneath the surface. Look, not every struggle is solved with a pill. Not every label tells the entire story. What if addiction's not just a disease? What if your anxiety is not just a chemical imbalance? And what if the diagnosis handed to your child is not the final word? The world gives its answers, but rarely does it ever deal with the heart. Scripture does. Pre-order Lies My Therapist Told Me today at fortisinstitute.org/lies. That's fortisinstitute.org/lies.
Lexicon. There are many words to help us understand the nature of the Bible. Words like sensus literalis. The Bible is to be read in the literal sense, the way the author and original audience would have understood it. There is no code, no secret meaning to be uncovered. The Bible is plainly written so that all people can know God through its pages.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Oh, it just keeps getting worse.
Or for your best Passover offering of $50 or more,
you'll
receive Paula's devotional and series with communion CD. And in addition to all these resources, for your special Passover offering of $1,000 or more as the Holy Spirit leads, you will also receive the beautiful 10-inch Waterford crystal cross. Don't miss your moment to release seven supernatural blessings.
Hold on. This is Wretched Radio. A Waterford cross, oxymoron. And what did this dude say you're going to get?
Waterford crystal cross.
Yeah.
Don't miss your moment to release seven supernatural blessings.
If you give money, you release seven supernatural blessings. If perhaps you've ever heard people who are critical of the prosperity movement and you concluded, well, they're just being kind of judgmental. I'm sorry, this is evil. This is a perversion of Christianity. This is the very thing that Jesus denounced repeatedly. I think we forget that the Pharisees were prosperity preachers. They were about the money, honey. They were about bilking widows. What do we think that Paula White is doing here? The exact same thing. Jesus woed the Pharisees. They weren't looking to make converts, people who loved the Lord with all of their heart, soul, mind, and strength. They were looking for followers. They were looking for people that they could use to make money. And that is what prosperity preaching is all about, and it should be an abomination to us.
Cross, don't miss your moment to release seven supernatural blessings and provision into your life.
And provision. So you give, you'll get.
Join Paula in taking communion during our special Good Friday.
Okay. Communion is to be taken with union of other saints. Hence, communion. This all just, then you can get, you can just do communion in your own house where you are. If you're on a desert island all by yourself, can you do communion? Sure. Other than that, we do it together.
Online global communion service at noon Eastern on
April. An online global communion service. That's sort of like one anothering.
April 18th, honor the Lord with your best commanded Passover offering and get ready to celebrate
honor
His mercy
Lord.
And grace this Passover Easter resurrection season.
The thing that gets me about this is the utter incoherence. Here's another example of this. Just follow the writing. This is all written. She's doing this off of a teleprompter without water nearby. And she's spewing. It's like, it's all kind of Bible-ish, but it's not, it doesn't even make sense.
Now, we do not practice Passover like they did in the Old Testament.
Okay.
You don't have to go get a lamb that is spotless. You don't have to go to the Temple Mount, which is not open yet to the Jewish people. You don't have to slay that lamb. What you do have to do, according to Paul, is you're not under the law, you're not under legalism, but you have to honor the blood. How do you honor it?
I don't know.
I think in the very least, what you can do is just say, God, maybe I've taken for granted your blood.
Huh?
I didn't even know that that car was sent to kill me and you kept me.
You know what? I could be wrong. Maybe she has been drinking, but it isn't water.
There were so many things that were coming at me, and in the spirit, I didn't even know about it. But I want to thank you. And how do you say thank you to God? Prayer? Praise? Sometimes I say praise your way through it. Spending time with Him? Honoring Him? Acknowledging Him? Bringing your family together, your friends? Giving to Him?
This should agitate us.
And I believe that when you honor God on Passover, starting on April 12th at sundown through Good Friday on the 18th and concluding on Easter Sunday, you can receive these seven supernatural blessings.
Oh, you crook.
For you and your house, according to Exodus 23, God will assign an angel to you.
Wow, Jimmy. How much does an angel, because you know, I'm starting to rethink this, having an angel at the ready, does it, they're already at the ready, but who gives them direction? You don't buy an angel. Making merchandise? Ring a bell. You get an angel because God sends one as he determines you need one. It is such a lovely picture. I wish I could remember this psalm, but it appears, I don't even know if it's the Psalms. It's in the Bible, which, if you follow Paula White, that's close enough. It's they're looking at the Lord. They're in this position of, I'm waiting. I'm waiting. Just tell me what to do, Lord. Dispatch me, and I will go. You don't buy an angel.
He'll be an enemy to your enemies. He'll give you prosperity. He'll take sickness away from you.
Oh, how many people have given to this woman and they are still in a sick bed?
He will give you long life. He'll bring increase in inheritance.
You got long life. You know what? This should, honestly, I'm not a fan of government involvement, but the government, this isn't snake oil. It's worse than that. It doesn't just say it's going to make you stronger, cure your illness. You're going to live longer.
She's in the government now.
Oh, yeah.
And you'll give a special year of blessing. You're not doing this to get something, but you're doing it in honor to God.
Well, it sure sounds like I'm doing it to get something, Paula.
Realizing what you can receive.
So apparently that would be the legal disclaimer right there.
And God declares in Exodus 23:15, none shall appear before me empty-handed. We always... bring to God. That's how he says from Genesis to Revelation. Ministry takes money.
Okay, and now it's going to be directed to her. By the way, you can't just give $1,000 anywhere. You got to give it to Paula.
And if you have the ability to stand with us, I want to ask you to put your faith during this very holy time, because I give just to give, and I pray there are others. Uh-huh. But also know we want to get you some special gifts. Mm. And don't forget to join us on Good Friday.
I'm just agitating.
You know what it reminds me of?
Benny Hinn on steroids?
Yeah, but I mean, this. All I can think about is Ephesians 5. Take no part in unfruitful works of darkness. And that's what this is.
It's grotesque is what it is. Giving to get, that is just never the way that God has deemed giving to be. He wants it to be from the heart. And her little disclaimer that I suppose somebody could point to and say, well, don't give to get things. Well, hold on a second. When it's wrapped in nothing but getting stuff from God, and don't think for a second that people in the world do not see this. And don't think for a second they don't see Paula White standing next to Donald Trump. Don't think for a second that people don't think this is Christianity, snake oil saleswoman. This should agitate us. This should be something that we denounce publicly and loudly, because this woman is a quack, not even a good one, frankly. Perverting the Bible. Making merchandise out of people. That's almost as annoying, maybe more. Yeah, you be the judge. Here's a woman who is speaking in front of the Georgia Senator House, trying to defeat an abolitionist bill to protect human life. Here's another woman pretending to speak for God, not quoting him rightly.
And all of this listening over the years taught me that women and families need to be trusted and empowered to make difficult moral decisions about pregnancy and their families. And I'll conclude with this.
Okay, so we're going to empower individuals to make moral decisions. Does that apply to slavery, madam? Does that apply to rape, madam?
You all are hearing a lot of vocal Christians in here preaching to you that Christianity teaches that abortion under any circumstance is a sin. And please understand, they do not speak for all Christians. Not today in this country, and certainly not over centuries of Christian witness and practice.
That is just a lie. That is all that is. A flat out lie. Historically, you can go back. I think it might even be in the Didache. Go back and read the early church writings on life. They were very adamant against abortion. This woman, with her somewhat demure presentation, wearing her clerical collar, speaking to the Georgia Assembly so that they can have the right to be bullies to protect their quality of life, but not be concerned about the life of a baby. This is evil that you're hearing.
You're also hearing a lot about protecting life. And I am I believe that we must protect life here in Georgia.
What does she mean? Her quality of life, a woman's quality of life, not the baby's life. All of this, she's done nothing but beg the question. What is it? What is inside of the womb? It is a life.
Let us to do that. Let us please invest in systems of care and support rather than systems of punishment. This bill claims to be on the side of life, but it is demeaning and cruel, and it will only bring about more death.
Well, not if we don't allow people to abort their children. In her clerical collar, presenting herself as a Christian, or at least as an Episcopalian, that's the voice of evil. Make no mistake about it. When people misrepresent God, I don't care how pleasant appearing they might be, how sweet they may be sound. If they are not representing God rightly, it is an abomination. And until tomorrow, sorry for making you crabby, go serve your king.